Get this rolling, Coach. You guys are now rolling into the conference championship game on Monday with a big win over St. Mary's, 90-74. You finished the season sweep at 3-0 on them. You outscored them 50-30 in the second half after trailing by four. Just defense, defense, defense. What do you kind of attribute to that turnaround in the second half?
You know, I thought we weathered the storm really well. They shot it unbelievable. They've been on just a tear of late. You know, went into Evangel, beat them recently as well. Beat K-Dub twice. Was shooting the ball great. So I wasn't surprised they were hitting some shots today. I matched up a little differently than I thought it would work. It obviously didn't work real well. So we readjusted to that, put some pressure on them. We're able to stay within four. I'm really not sure how, because they were shooting 65%. We were shooting in the 40s, but we were down four. But I'm just going to give my credit to my guys and the Lord to give us confidence to stay strong. Defensively, I think we finally warmed down.
Yeah, you know, you held them to 9 of 29 shooting in the second half, 2 of 11 from 3. Again, that's just the defense that you were talking about. Also, I want to talk a little bit offensively. Caleb Stokes has come alive the last 3 to 4 games. With him outpouring like that and the defense playing the way it is, it makes you guys a lot more dangerous. What have you seen from the senior the last couple games?
We've just been in the gym together, you know, talking about everything that he's done in his career is amazing. There's no reason to think about anything besides it's a new season. And it's time to have some fun. And he's put his time in the last few days to get his touch back. And that's a scary thing for other teams, because he's obviously that third guy that can really turn it up a notch for us. And it's exciting to see him play well. Had a couple turnovers early, but, you know, it was nice to see that motivate him. Yeah. Instead of anything else.
Yeah. Last thing here for you, Coach. Another rematch here with Kansas Wesleyan. There was no return trip here to the Mueller. You guys went up there. If you remember, you were down 10 at the half. Ended up winning that game by 16. Outscored them 40-17 in the second half. So I'm sure they've got a bit of a bad taste in their mouth. They would like to avenge on Monday. What is just kind of the first thoughts about that second matchup with the Coyotes on Monday?
Everybody's great that's left. You know, whoever we play now is great. K-Dub's a great team. They've had an amazing season. Well coached. They defend. They've got Little John, their point guard, is this really, you know, a great player as well. We just look at it like this. You know, I think whether it's Southwestern or K-Dub, our conference has had an incredible stretch. We were one of three conferences to have three teams in the top 30, and two teams in the top 10 this year at the end of the year. And so to bring the KCAC to that level and have those three teams right now at the top, and keep teams like St. Mary's and Evangel that are that good, it's just a testament to the last 5 years here, last 7 years that I've been able to get back and watch the KCAC become stronger. Us being a part of that has been a lot of fun. So I can't wait to get to Hartman. Obviously, we always say Gene's Arena up there, so we got to get to Gene's house. It's going to be a fun environment. They're going to have it's going to be tough. Long ways on a Monday night for ARC fans to go. But if you can make it up there, we'd love to see you. If not, listen on the radio.